I don't know if chocolate is such a good thing to talk about on her tzoyim. Ich weiß nicht. It's a balachayim a bissl. Efter verkehrt. It's supposed to be a bissl sach. So it's nicht gefährlich. Okay, so we began to discuss yesterday the shailas benegir to chocolate. Very negir la halacha. And there were groisi yidin. There were some groisi yidin that were mefakfik on the minig oilam, which the minig oilam is taket to make shahakal, kimat by everyone, that's the minig oilam to make a shahakal. Again, they were yechidim. Shlomo Zalman was mefakfik on it, but as I told you, Shlomo Zalman himself didn't, he made a shahakal. And according to his family, not only he made a shahakal, but when he had coffee, and there was chocolate also, he made a shahakal on the chocolate rather than on the coffee. So it was even more clear to him. But there were those who mamish pesakina charifa. And I was looking yesterday for Rabbi Yitzchak Abadi's tshuva sefer, Ori Yitzchak, within his shloishim, just nifted about 2 weeks ago. So I figured, tzvos of doivavos, we should say something over bishmoy. So I have a zikoron still from my mbocher shiyorin, that he held vada yimeko eitz. So I took a look, his taka there, chilek aleph simin samach, Hine darki levorich al mitz tapuzim v'chein al shokolad ho'etz. So he holds on orange juice and chocolate ho'etz. And he says very strongly that way. And he feels that those that are machmer to make a shahakal, right? You feel, okay, I'll be safe, I'll make a shahakal. Shahakal is safe. He says if your minig is always going to make a shahakal, so you're not lav dafka so safe. He says because and the dafk want to make a shahakal, yeshli zor moed. Ki yigmu brochel vatola. Sometimes you make a brochel vatola. Ulpomim, oichlum vishoyis and believe broch. In both directions. He says, Lamoshel, if somebody's going to have an apple, right, he's going to have an orange, he'll make a ace, vachkach shoyis tapuzim. You already made a broch on the orange. So I'm telling you that your yoitza ho'etz on the orange is your yoitza for the juice. Now you think you're a knacker that you always make on orange with shahakal. It was a broch of atola. You already made ho'etz. So in that case, you have a problem. So he's saying, you're not, the machmer is not always going to be such a machmer. Then he says the other way around. Mikoidim shosam mitztapuzim. From a shahakal, right? Mutzalech arakan tapuz. He says it'll be a brocha, a shalom and brocha vatole. If you already made a shahakal on something which you're supposed to make a etz, he was mechamed to be moitzi a etz. So now he can't make a etz afterwards. He was already, I was mechamed as such to be moitzi a etz. So he feels stark, dosidos. It's a etz. So that's what I remembered by seeing. That's not the way it's written here, without a suffix. He holds it's a vada yoetz. But he's a das yochid, meaning faloch alamais, he's a das yochid. There were those who were mefakfik, who analyzed it, but haloch alamais, they weren't mevatel minig. So as I told you in the Shevet HaLevi, the Shoyal quotes Rav Yashiv himself denied that he holds that way laloch. The Shoyal over here in Chelik Zayin, Simchov Zayin, he says, "Inyan of chocolate, kidas hagrashas v'agrish levor poire priyets." Kevin shalei v'achilosan kach. What do you hold? So he answers. He doesn't deny. The Shevet HaLevi doesn't deny that Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Yashiv hold that way because that wasn't what they were asking him. They told him Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Yashiv holds hates. What do you hold? So he answers shahakol, but. But Lamaisa, I'm telling you that I was by Rav Eliashiv. And he said it's not true. He doesn't look, he paskin shahakal. Peshufi, he paskin shahakal. So Kemat all the G'dayli Yisrael held that shahakal. In fact, the Rabbi Tzion Abishol, we have to get that safer also if we can, the Orla Tzion. If anybody here is involved with the Sforami Yeshiva should get a hold of that. So he also has a tshuva on chocolate. And he says that chocolate He calls it an Ilan Tzrak. Havi Keitz Baalmet. We'll see what he means with this. But he holds his Vaday Shak, not a Shaila. You're not Yoitza Eitz Bechlal. Rav Eliashiv held Lamaisa B'dievet, if somebody made a Eitz on chocolate, they don't have to make another bracha. Rav Tzion Abishol held that if you made a Eitz on chocolate, it's nothing. Singansen Gornisht. So I'll tell you what I think, why it's very clear min ha-goyim. Right. Clearly the G'doylim, Roiv the G'doyli Yisrael, said that we should go with min ha-goyim, make a shahakal on chocolate, and that's kimat how gans klal Yisrael anoyeg, to make a bracha of shahakal. Right, kimat gans klal Yisrael. So, but I want to give you a tam chosak bedover. And this is really riding a lot on the Shevet HaLevi, and on the Rav Sternberg, Shuvas van Hoges, Chelik Aleph, Be'inyin Chocolat Malavar Chsimin Kuf Pei Zayin. And he brings down a sefer on Brich San Enim, Shetzorach Levor Ha'eitz, V'tom Al Minig O'ilim Shem Avorchim Shahakal, and then he brings down the Pachad Yitzchok, which we discussed, that the whole Minig that came from the Shari Tshuva was a mistake, because that was a drink, Chocolida, it was a drink, it wasn't real what we have today. He says, in South Africa, they wanted to give Ashgach on chocolate. So he says, so Rav Sternberg says, I got familiar with how they make chocolate. Rotsinu kan l'sadr asiyas chocolate im hechshem, ubiyarnu ataruvis, v'orvu shom kites vov mine tavlenu kudoyim. There were 15 ingredients in the chocolate, right? And in that process, it became clear to Rav Sternberg that you don't make oats. He was involved in Yeridea. But in Mitoch Yeridea, it became clear to him that the right bracha shak. And I think that the story here is very, very strong. Very, very strong. It's very similar to what we were discussing by coffee and tea. It's different. It's true. And that's why Rav Shlomo Zalman, when he declares that maybe you should make a eitz, is saying that L'chaira chocolate bar is not like chocolida. Chocolida is like hot cocoa. It's a chocolate drink. That, yizicha make a shak. Right? But chocolate bar, which is an oichel, maybe you should make a hoetz. Right? That was the whole nidun. Those that hold that a hoetz is the right bracha, they make a havdalah between chocolida, which is a chocolate drink, and a chocolate candy ukedem. As I told you, Reb Moshe Klor in his tshuvas says, Klor et shahakel. So much shahakal that he holds it ignores what you're covering. He has a tshuva here, really. The main tshuva is about mechikas Hashem on tape recorders, you know, to erase the shame Hashem. But he says over here that it's posher to him that if you have a chocolate covered raisins, that you make a shahakal. Meaning you don't worry about the raisins, because the raisins are covered. Dvar tzemukim amechupim b'chokolad. Says poshut, you make a bracha on the outside. Danigiu b'chokolad, and therefore you can't make a bracha on what's inside. V'kivan de mechupim eni yochel levorach tchila atzimukim v'yitzdarach levorach shakol al chokolad. So he says there's no way to make a eitz. He says you're making a shakol. That's what's outside. But the point is he's going on the raisin issue, but. Like it's a dover pasha to him that the chocolate is shakal. That's like not the shayla. The shayla is, what do you do with the raisin? Right? According to Rav Abadi, it would be fakelt. I mean, it's a eitz, It's pure eitz. There's no, not even a shayla. It's a vaday eitz. Now, according to Rav Abadi also, if somebody makes a shahakal on ice cream, right, then they mamish need a bracha. Then they eat chocolate. They're eating without a bracha. You understand? Because shahakal is only moitzi or eitz if you're mechaven. Specifically, you make the bracha on the eitz. If I make a shahakal on something else, right, it's not moitzi eitz. Even if I've dast eat it, right? If I sit down and I'm having a bunch of different foods, and I'm supposed to make eitz before shahakal, the seder ha-brachas, that's the way you're supposed to. But let's say I didn't do that. I didn't do it. I didn't do the right order. I first made a shahakal on the ice cream. Yeah, I still have to make a eitz on the grapes. We don't say, well, shahakol patas the grapes. Shahakol only patas the grape if I made on the grape a shahakol. But shahakol on a shahakol doesn't pat the grapes, even though you plan to still eat grapes. Because that need grapes, need oitz. It's just that b'di'evet, if I make on a grape a shahakol, I'm oitzi it. So Rav Abadi's time is that the machmirim will say, I always make a shahakol on chocolate. Sometimes you're going to be eating without a bracha. Kegoin, you're having a bunch of dessert, a bunch of different foods. Some of them are taka shahakol. Right? Some of them are chocolates, which according to him is oitz. And then he's saying, and you guys that are being machmer to make on my ha'etz a shahakol, you're eating without a brocha. Because your shahakol was not made on the chocolate. Your shahakol was made on ice cream, which is taka shahakol. It doesn't pater chocolate, which is ha'etz, according to me. You understand? That's part of Rav Abadi's taina. That those who have if they're doing it thoughtlessly, or if you're a lamdan, he says, I don't have a problem with you. You know, I got a hold, not like you, I hold it to eitz. But if you're a lamdan, at least you'll never make a bracha vatala, and you'll never eat without a bracha. Because if you're a lamdan, so if you made her eitz on an apple, you're not going to then make a shahakal on chocolate. If lamdan, you'll make a shahakal on ice cream, and then you've got covered all bases. You made her eitz on the grapes, which covers grapes and chocolate, if chocolate needs her eitz. And then you made a shahakal on ice cream, which covers ice cream and chocolate if you hold it shahakal. So now you're good. So a lamdan I don't have a problem with. He'll get fat, but I don't have a problem with him. He's going to eat a lot of foods. But I don't have a problem with him. It's okay. You understand? His problem is, he's saying that if all you are is an ignorant machmir, then you're going to end up, according to me, sometimes making a bracha vatola. And sometimes eating without a bracha. That's everybody's point. Lamaisa, that's klar from Reb Moshe and all those that go Udi'ime, they all, there's not a shayla b'chlal. It's chocolate is vadai a shakel, without a shayla. And a shayla is, why would it be a vadai shakel? This is what I want to explain to you. We learned by Arichas that when something gets transformed, right, completely from its original form, generally, you make shahakol, right? In a general way. If it gets completely transformed, there's exceptions to the rule, right? There's exceptions to the rule. The one of the exceptions is, which the Mishabur tells us, is that if it's meant to eat in this grinded fashion, right? As I talk to Mishabur, and that's really why all those who hold that ha'etz is the right bracha, that's their rationale. The rationale is that kei nira ikir zok to mishabura, but im roiv derech achilus oisit peres al yidei risuk, afel chatchil im avarach bracha ruyoloi. Right? Beinling in priya etz, beinling in priya adoma. So that's really, this mishabura is the main reason why all those who analyze chocolate to be ha'etz is riding on this mishabura, right? But normally when you change your food completely, the halacha is you make a bracha, unless this is the only way that the food is eaten, which is why I held by popcorn, like with Mordechai Eliyahu Zatzal. But Mordechai Eliyahu held popcorn, you make a shakel. And I can only hear it that way, because popcorn is completely ponim chadoshes bo'olakan, right? So there's a svara they say b'shem Reb Moshe, that since the change happens by itself, it's not like you're grinding it, just heating it up and it's just changing form, that maybe that's not called a true shinoi. Some say because you could see a little piece of the corn inside the popcorn, right? To me, I look at a popcorn, I see completely panim chadoshes bo'olakan. I don't see any zecher l'migdash from the popcorn, and I from the corn, I see popcorn, I don't see corn. So that's why I don't make hadoma on popcorn. But again, many people make hadoma on popcorn, that's for sure. Probably in the brachas be, that's what you would fail your brachas be if you would say you make a shakel on popcorn, right? But Mordechai Eliyahu will push it, it's a shakel. Lamaisa, In order to make a bracha of that min, just so you understand, it has to be that in order, after it completely changed from what its original form, right? In order for me to make a bracha on the original bracha that this min was, in order for that to happen, it has to be that it's misyaches to what it was. You understand? That's why when something changes, to whatever degree, the Sfaradim have their threshold of change, the Ashkenazim, the Ramah, was more machmer, that even a lower level change is enough that you don't make you should make a shahakal instead of a hoetz or hadoma. Whatever that threshold is, the nekuda is, it loses its association. It's yichus to what was originally. Therefore, we go back to halakoyel mavorach shahakal nebidvar. Shahakal really is a bracha on anything that's not misyachus to what it was originally. So shahakal is not just a b'dievet bracha. It's a b'dievet bracha also, but it's an accurate bracha. It's an accurate bracha to an unidentified item. To something which halacha is not identified to what it was originally, right? Because the original tzura is gone. So now shahakal is the accurate bracha. That's the bracha. That is the right bracha. Shahakal is for things that don't grow in the ground, and or for things that no longer are associated to the ground because they completely transformed. Now, if the only way to eat this thing is grounded up, that's the way this is eaten, so then it's still associated to what it was. That's the Yusayr Hadav. You understand? It's still associated to what it was and therefore keeps the bracha that it had originally. That's why the Besamim Shchukim, which the people used to eat, these tavlinim, these different types of spices, so you never ate it in the whole form. You always ate it grounded up. So when it was grounded up, it was, what I'm trying to tell you is, somebody looked at the plate of spices that was grounded up. They said, oh, this is cinnamon. Because nobody eats cinnamon sticks. This is how we eat cinnamon. We grind it up, and this is how we eat it. So then the bracha stays like the original bracha. That's the example of something which is darkei to eat shchukim, right? The reason why coffee or tea or chocolida, you make a shahakal, is because right now you're not eating the coffee. You're having a drink. You're adding flavor. You taka don't eat coffee the way it is, coffee beans. Taka don't eat coffee beans. But it's not pshat that now I want to eat coffee beans and the way to eat coffee beans is to grind it up. Now I want to have a cup of drink. And in this drink, I'm putting in a flavor of coffee. So it's vayter not associated to the beans that were growing on the ground. And that's why the brocha is shakl. It's not a suffic brocha. It's not maybe. It's vaday shakl. And that's why chocolida, same thing. The Zobazach. Now, when you make chocolate, right? You take cocoa beans, the chocolate that you're making, the end product that you're making, which has cocoa beans in it, cocoa beans ingredients, this is not the way to eat coffee beans. This is a new Michael. In fact, in sweet chocolate, milk chocolate, it's a very small percentage. It's an ingredient. You're making panam chadoshes bo'olakan. This is the way to eat coffee beans, cocoa beans. This is a new meichel. This is a candy, b'tam chocolate. This is not the way one eats cocoa beans. This is not like grounded cinnamon. Okay, so I'm eating cinnamon. I can't eat cinnamon as a the piece. I ground it up. So to mishabur. Sometimes you add some sugar to make it that you can palatable. Yeah? But sach hakol, when I'm looking at my plate, it's cinnamon. I'm making a bracha on cinnamon, because that's what I'm eating. When somebody eats a chocolate bar, they're not eating cocoa beans. Why not? There's tens of other ingredients in here that I'm not trying to make the coffee bean edible, the cocoa bean edible. I'm trying to have a candy. I'm trying to have a new Michael. And this new Michael has an ingredient in it an ingredient in this Meichel, which is a cocoa bean. In fact, by milk chocolate, it's like 20% of the ingredient. It's a chocolate bar, right? So it got a shame chocolate bar. Lamaisa, the cocoa beans is an ingredient. It's an ingredient. And it happens to be an ingredient which was nishtane legamre. Completely was nishtane from what it was. So it's like any other ingredient in a product. Any product that you make that has an ingredient in it that was nishtane legamre. So you make a bracha shahaku. This is very... Zok the Shevet HaLevi. He says, Lufiani is daiti ain lishnais minig oil mavor shakel. The ain shakel doime lupri shedarke lecho brisuk, the mavor brocha roi lufi oisoi hapri, kimavua bimish de brure. Linyan besamim shukim, right? He says, you know why, doctor? The chocolate ain oi coco tocho noki bulvat. Ela coco mhabe chema coco, vo oid minim habe, achen afsel nasa tafsel chodosh. And does. He says, if somebody's going to have cocoa beans for atziros, for constipation, which he brings also, where your main purpose is, I want to have cocoa beans. I make the cocoa beans that I could eat it. You understand? I'll grind it up. I'll put some sugar into it. But I'm having it for atziros. So he says also, the Shuvas van Hoges says, Enachanami, he says, Umiyu, im oichet chocolate, bichtei limnoya atzirus, feloi bishvil hatam shel chocolate, uveenim uvboi halbei dvorim, oz roi levorachal, uvboi repriyeitz. Enachanami. Alvo kimedumani, dos tachnishta minik. Anyway, so lemaise, the chocolate bar that we're eating is no different than any other ingredient, any other product that you buy in a store that has an ingredient in it, whether it's 20%, whether it's 30%, whether it's 40%, that's in this product, that's not visible, that's mixed into the product, then you make a shakel. Happens to be that this ingredient, which is in this chocolate bar, you rather don't eat, you never eat it in its bean form. So what? You have many products that you're going to buy that have ingredients in it that you don't eat those ingredients unless they're ground up. There are many such products. So what? You still don't make the bracha of the bracha that where it came from. You make the bracha based on what's in front of you on your plate. Mundos it does. And that's why it's really a little bit of maflia to me, those who hold that you should make or hates. I don't even understand it, Bechlal. Again, you don't need me to say it. I'm saying, Hazel to Shevet HaLevi, Hazel to Rav Sternberg, Hazel to Rav Moshe, Hazel. That's how Kimat all the G'dayli Yisrael Paskin. But I'm just saying, I don't understand it, Bechlal. It's an ingredient in a product, together with many other ingredients that are in this product, that are creating a new food. This is the way I'm going to eat the cocoa. I need to make the cocoa edible. So this is what, that's not, I'm making a new product. With very often a very small percentage of cocoa beans. It depends. If it's dark chocolate, it's a higher percentage. You have to look it up, what's exactly the percentages. But the sweeter the chocolate, the more the milk chocolate, it's a very low percentage. Much lower percentage. But it's not even the percentages. See, he said that Rav Sternberg says there were 15 different ingredients that went in, significant ingredients in chocolate. This, in order to make the original bracha, it has to be that when you look at what's in front of you on the plate, you go, this is cinnamon. This is what I'm eating. I'm eating cinnamon. This is not, you're not eating cocoa beans. You understand? You're not eating cocoa beans. You're eating a new product, a ponim chadosh's bo'olakan. And this Ponim Chadosh's Bo'olakan is like any Ponim Chadosh's Bo'olakan. And it happens to be they gave it a name, chocolate. Right? Al Shem Cocoa. Right? I understand. But Lamaise. And that's why, to me, I don't see a difference between the chocolate bar or the chocolita. The whole Pachad Yitzchak that's coming to make a distinction is saying, It's totally different. To me, it's very much the same. It's very much the same. The reason why the cocoa drink is a shahakal is because it's an ingredient in my drink. And it's nishtana lagamri. It's nishtana lagamri. And therefore, I make a shahakal. So what's the difference if it's in a drink? It's not because it's a drink versus a food. It's because it's a new product. It's not that product. It's not cinnamon. Cinnamon is an outlier. Cinnamon means I'm eating cinnamon. That's what I'm eating. My product that's in front of me is cinnamon. I rather don't eat cinnamon whole. I eat cinnamon grounded. So even though grounding process normally would change the bracha, but this is the way to eat this product, right? So therefore, it maintains the bracha. That's the chiddush by cinnamon, or by that type of a product. Here it's an ingredient. It's an ingredient, together with many, many other ingredients that are creating a new product. So why should it be a AIDS? I don't understand it, Bechla. I can't wrap my head around the again, Shlomo Zalman clearly had a tzad like that. So, but I have a hard time understanding when you go through the whole process of making chocolate to understand why that should be doyme to besomim shchukim. That I don't. I can't. I'm just saying agav urche that he liked the. It could be. If you're Rabbi Yankel is asking a good question. Why, according to Shlomo Zalman's family, when he had a cup of coffee, I heard from Shlomo Zalman that he said whenever he drinks a cup of coffee, he clears what brachot. He makes shakel, but he's always clearing in his head. Why would he think that chocolate bar or chocolate candy is better than coffee? And his family says that he would make a shakel on the chocolate instead of a shahakal on the coffee. So that's a good child. It could be he held that the coffee really only has coffee flavor. In other words, a coffee drink is kuloi oimer coffee. You understand? The most dominant thing that's going down your throat now, other than the water, is the coffee. Right? So it's more kuloi oimer covered, whereas the candy, as Rav Sternberg and the Shevet Alevi saying, there are so many other ingredients. The cocoa flavor shaboy is very bitter actually, and that's what's funny. Most for sure, Junger mentioned vani besoichem. You know, you like the sweetness of the chocolate, that milk creamy, that geschmacke. The flavor that you like in the chocolate is not kuloi oimer covered the cocoa bean. The dark chocolate is much more so, right? The one that they use for baking, that's much, much more so. My wife has the chocolate that she uses for baking. It's mamish. That feels like you're biting into a cocoa bean. That's I don't know. I never tasted a cocoa bean, but that I could, if I have to envision, it could almost be Yoytzer Moro Lel Pesach with that. Kimat. That's a different. But regular, a chocolate candy is a new product that happens to have some processed cocoa in it as an ingredient. What does it do? Well, it's not, it's totally not nicker, and it's a new product. It's right. Then you go back to it's totally not nicker. Anyway, halacha l'maisa, it's shahakol. That's the way all the gedalim paskind, halacha l'maisa. I'm just telling you, I'm sharing with you in Svara, I don't hear, it's really a moitzi mechaver l'vogaya. In order to be able to take something that completely was nishtana l'gamri, which is why in popcorn I make a shahakal, it's a moitzi mechaver l'vogaya. When something is completely bottled its original form. Now, if the only way people ate corn was popped, then I would make a hadama on popcorn. But corn has 50 different applications, how to eat it. Happens to be the Kindle. People like popcorn. It's like a candy, right? But it's not the only way to eat popcorn. So to me, it's nishtana lagamri. It's not this is the only derech to eat it or this is the main derech to eat it. There is a way to eat it like this too, popped. It's nishtana lagamri. I make a shakel. It's hamoitzi mechaver l'varaya. So if the only way to have eaten chocolate was a certain way, cocoa beans, and that would be exactly the application that everybody would eat cocoa, then you could say it's like cinnamon. But it's not like that. It's an ingredient. The only tzalashovet to cinnamon is that nobody eats it as a bean. That's true. But that's not enough. It's not enough to say nobody eats this as a bean. It has to be that this is the only way to eat it. This is the way, the emes is, nobody eats cocoa beans, period. It's absent. This is the way they eat cocoa beans. Nobody eats cocoa beans, period. It's an ingredient in a product. There's a hush of an ingredient that goes into product called cocoa. It's an ingredient. It's not a food. It's an ingredient that goes in. That's what the Rebbe Tzvi Abba Shaul is saying. He's saying, it's like a piece of wood. That's just it's not even a shahakal. You should look up the Ohr Litzion in Chelek Beis. He holds the whole Gansim. But that's going to an extreme. But I'm explaining to you, anything which is an ingredient in a product that was nishtane, you make a shakal. Ground up cinnamon on your plate is not an ingredient. It's cinnamon. That's what's on your plate. You're eating cinnamon. Now we have a shaila. Should the cinnamon be a shahakal because it was grounded up? Or should it maintain its original bracha? So on that, the Mishabura says that if this is the only derech to eat cinnamon, you still have cinnamon on your plate. The same cinnamon, if I would have put the cinnamon on your plate like this, a cinnamon stick on your plate, right? You make a eitz. So now I grounded it up, and that's the way to eat the cinnamon. You have cinnamon on your plate. So make the same bracha that you were going to make. But anything which is an ingredient is already out of that category. Anything which is not, which is already an ingredient. I have now a new product. It has an ingredient in it. That ingredient. That's what Reb Sternbach is saying. But if you're having cocoa beans, you have a constipation, you're taking cocoa beans off cocoa beans, we're putting cocoa beans on your plate, and we're making it, we're grinding it up so you should be able to eat it with a little sugar, and here's your cocoa beans. Fine, then you can make it's. That's his point. That's Eveli's point. So long that it's the item itself, and this is the only way to eat the item, you could say it's still miyuchas to was originally. You understand? That's his yisoid. Okay.
I have three rabbis already. So now we're up to my rabbi.
Three rabbis about what?
Flax bread. I will tell you, it tastes terrible. Don't like it. Now, it looks like a bread, but it doesn't taste like anything bread.